The fact is that most of our cases are not six-figure cases. They're small to medium-sized cases. And I always respect the advocate that is aggressive, whether the case is a six-figure case or whether the case is a five-figure case or a four-figure case. You should approach those cases as far as being an advocate in the same way. The problem comes in is that you can't spend all the money you need to spend in these small cases. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to your client. So this presentation is about how it is you can be an effective advocate in cases that are medium-sized or small and continue to push the tempo of the case without spending all the client's money and creating an inequitable result. There's a few things that you can do. First of all, when you file your case, be the aggressor. File your case with your discovery. Go ahead and file it. Get the discovery out there, meaningful discovery. You don't need to send 50 requests for production and all the interrogatories. Send what you need. Get the information that you need at an early stage. There's nothing that a defense lawyer doesn't like more than having the plaintiff serve the discovery first and be on their heels. So get that discovery out. Get the information that you need. And then go ahead and send a notice for the defendant's deposition. You don't need to take the deposition of a defendant in every case. Everybody knows that. But the problem is that in this day and age, even in a rear-end collision, the defense is going to make you prove that at trial. And that's going to be a hurdle for you at trial. You might as well try to work that out on the front end by taking the deposition of the defendant and getting that knocked out.